Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, if all you care about is what you want, you're already in trouble. You're going to be blind to the plan of God. And there's a lot of times, there's no need the Lord even telling folks things. They won't do it. And they'd just be responsible for it. You got to be willing to do it in order for him to talk to you. Jesus said this in John 7. If any man, one translation brings it like this, if any man wills to do his will, he will know whether the doctrine is of God or of men. You'll know if you're willing to do his will. I know I learned this, really impressed upon my spirit years ago. I was very busy. And I taught at Rhema and taught at the healing school and the prayer school. Sometimes I'd teach 24 times a week. That's a lot. And it kept coming up in my spirit about doing more things on the road, going out. I wouldn't have said it that way at the time. I would have said a thought come across my mind. Because when it did, I cast it down. Because I thought, man, I'm meeting myself coming back. What do I want to travel and go out for when I'm doing this much on the, during the week? And so, man, I didn't want to hear it. I didn't even want to look at it. Well, I was also having some challenges in some other areas, and particularly in my finances, weren't like they needed to be. And I'm praying about that and praying about that and praying about that. Months. Somebody say months.
Months.
I remember finally one day I was in the house by myself. Nobody was there, and I'm sitting in the chair, and I got quiet for just a minute, and it came up in me again about just going out on the road more. And when it did, I thought, Lord, that's you. That is you. Now see, when you don't want something to be the Lord, you can play mental gymnastics with it. You can go, what was that? I don't know. And the moment you do that, the devil will come around and go, we don't know what that was. You go, no, we don't. What was that? We don't know what that was. And you have confused yourself now about the direction of the Lord. You got to be willing to hear it, even if it's something your flesh might not want to hear. And how many know you can trust God? He's not going to just add to your burden. He's going to help you out.
Yeah.
He knows what's going to work good for you.
Yeah.
But the enemy will tell you, oh, no, you don't want to do that. Man, that, whew, no. And I sat there, and I just put my hands down. I said, Lord, forgive me. This is you. If you want me to do that, I'll do it. I don't know how we're going to do it. But you already knew that before you dealt with me. So, show me how, and we'll do it. And it was just, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but inside me, he said, good. Now I'm going to talk to you about this, about the thing I've been praying about my finances for months. I didn't know the two were connected. But my unwillingness in this area was keeping me from hearing God in this other area. And you understand, it wasn't like I stood up and said, no, I'm not going to do it. No, 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 I didn't do that. I just kind of pretended I didn't know what that was. I love God. I was preaching every day virtually. But I just kind of pretended I didn't know what that was. Somebody said out loud, you must be willing, in order to hear. So we're talking about getting direction.
Yes, sir.
But to qualify for the direction, you got to be willing to hear it. Now in James 1, are you there? Certainly are. We've already read part of it. If any of you lack wisdom, what do? Ask of God. Is it scriptural and right to ask God to show you his plan for your life? Ask him, Lord, give me your wisdom about this. Show me what's the right way. Show me the direction on this. It's right to ask. But now keep reading. You don't just stop with asking. Let him ask of God. And God's going to do what? You just never know. What can you know? Can you know that the Bible is true and that if he said he'd do something, he'll do what he said he would do? What can you know? He gives to all men liberally. Gives what to all men? Wisdom. And upbraids not. He won't make fun of you because you're dumb. It's difficult for us to imagine what a gap there is between our understanding and his. Are you talking about people asking dumb questions? To him, so much stuff that we would say and do would be like, boy, get a grip. But he doesn't upbraid us. And he doesn't treat us condescendingly. If anybody could, it'd be him. But he's so great until he just smiles, and is one of the dumbest things ever come across our lips, but he just smiles and goes, sure, I'll tell you that. I'll explain that to you. Isn't he good?
Yeah.
It sounds like a wise parent dealing with a little bitty child, which is exactly what it is. Children can ask dumb questions. But he doesn't upbraid us. And it shall be given him. Now it says twice, God gives to all men liberally. Then it says it again, it shall be given. What shall be given?
Wisdom.
Can you count on this?
Yes,
did God tell us he would direct us?
Yes.
Did he tell us he'd give us his plan?
Yes.
Hold your place there. Go to the book of Psalms real quickly. Hold your place there and go to Psalms. I want us to stir ourselves up on this. Faith comes by hearing.
Amen.
Hearing by the word of God.
Yes, right.
Faith for direction comes by hearing the word about direction.
Yes.
Go to Psalms 18. The reason I'm saying turn there is because it could do you good to mark these, so you can refer to them again later, so that you can take other people through these. And remind them, what if somebody comes to you and says, my Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. I got to decide. What am I going to do? What do you say? Well, just trust God. I know this is the extent of most, well, I shouldn't say most, a lot of Christian counsel. Just what does it mean, just trust God? The answer is correct, but what does that mean? Just trust God. Trust God what? Believe that you receive wisdom.
Yes.
Believe that you take it. Now, before you're going to believe that you take it, you got to believe it's given to you. Because
yes.
A man can receive nothing unless it's given to him.
Right.
Has it been given to you?
Yes.
Has God committed to us to give us direction?
Yes, sir.
Give us wisdom. We saw it twice right there in James 1. It said, it shall be given him. What shall be given him?
Wisdom.
Now look at this. Let's confirm this in the mouth of more than one witness here. Psalm 18, 28. Are you there? Mark these as we go through. Psalm 18, 28 says, for you, talking about the Lord, will light my candle. The Lord my God will. Might? No. Will enlighten my darkness. Everybody say that out loud. Lord, you
will
light my candle.
Now
you know why they said that? Because they didn't have light bulbs. You didn't walk in the house and flip the switch and the light come on. You walked over to the candlestick and lit the candle and the light come on. But today we'd probably say it like that. Lord, you'll turn on my light. Huh? What does it mean? Well, it was dark between your ears. Have you got time for this? Come on now, stay with me. Stay hooked just a few minutes. People need this. People are desperate for this. Stay with me. It was dark between your ears. You didn't know what to do, where to go, when or how. But God reached in and went, click. And what happened? The light come on. And you could see. You could see what you needed to do, where you needed to go, when it needed to happen. How? You got the wisdom of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You will turn on my light. You will enlighten my darkness. It is written in Psalm 18:28. Go to Psalm 32. What we're establishing is that wisdom and direction and light has been promised us, has been given us. So then, therefore, we can receive it. Psalm 32 and 8. Psalm 32, 8. The Lord is speaking. What did he say? I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. Now, when the Lord looks at you and tells you something that specific, there ain't but one thing left to do. Believe it. I will instruct you. I will guide you. Go to Psalm 37, 23. 37, 23. The steps of a, actually good is in italics. That means it was added by the translators. It's not there. The reason I say it is because, you know, people read that verse and the devil says, yeah, well, if you was a good man, then okay. That's not even there. The steps of a man are what? Ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God actually enjoys guiding you and directing you. Did you know it is hard, nay, impossible, to steer a parked car? Huh? You ever tried? I mean, even if you got the motor running and good power steering, you can turn the wheels. It's hard. It's labors. You can turn it, but you're not steering. You're not moving. You got to be moving in order to be directed. As long as you're going to sit down and cry and feel sorry for yourself and do nothing and whine and beg, God can't direct you. There's nothing to direct. You're not moving. Get up, get it in the road, get it moving. And you give him something to steer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith to Receive Direction, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303D. That's R1303D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.